This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball back on WIP tonight. 6:45 first pitch against Colorado Rockies. We'll get you ready for that game. Leading off in about 40 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Something like that. Why don't we get to everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, though?
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So obviously, you know, pause has been something that has been on this show, I don't know, like, what, about two, 3 years?
You
introduced everyone to the world of the pause?
Yes.
Yeah.
Grab you is the top five power rankings of people that, you know, that are...
Pause worthy?
Need to use the pause the most?
Yeah. Need to be paused?
Need to be paused.
The pause power rankings.
Yes.
You'll get it once we start it. All right. Starting at number five is actually the OG, Ike. I mean, obviously, there's a million of them.
I almost got a 10-inch.
Nick Saban used to kill me about how stiff I was.
Yep.
Well, listen, I've been riding this guy like Seabiscuit.
Yep.
It really showed up, obviously, for a segment, brings out the meat off, you know.
Yeah, instead of Meechkoff.
He is the OG, but it's still, he's still one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You always. The best is when we get the knowing look from Mike after he's done it, and he knows that he's done it, the smile and the wink.
Yep.
You know, when he's setting it up.
Yep.
You can see it coming. Fourth on the pause power rankings is two Phillies announcers. So one is Kevin Stocker.
Stocker's out of control.
So I haven't caught Stock yet, but who could forget? This was Stock last year with Fransky.
That one is in for a strike. It's 3-1. Just as Bryce went with his pants up, I'm not sure I've seen Garrett with his pants down. That didn't sound right, did it?
It sure did not.
He had, counted.
That's a classic one, right?
It's a great one.
On my ride home 2 days ago, I counted like three of them in a half an hour.
Sure.
I have to time stamp it.
We're monitoring, though. We're monitoring these guys for a possible pause moment.
Yeah, and Fransky doesn't even acknowledge them. He would never stop. The broadcast would be like this show if Fransky acknowledged every time Stocker did it.
Yeah, now the GOAT, I think, of pause moments on the Phillies broadcast is Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yeah.
Who could forget this is where it all started with Ruben, where we got on the scent.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was the hardest wood I had ever touched.
So that's where it started with Rube, and then we also got this last year.
Marvin Hudson just rang him up, to throw salt into the wound. I hated that as a base runner, boy.
When the umpire went on it.
And then he just banged you right there. Right in your face.
And we closed it out with this.
Yeah, Ricky and Ben are absolutely right with Ranger Suarez. Yeah, pat him on the back and maybe rub his head and get some good luck because he's pretty amazing.
I would rub my whole body on him just to try to get the luck he's got going. Right now.
Yeah.
Not luck, it's skill, it's talent.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
I rub my whole body on him.
Yeah.
You got a little like, rub my whole body on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If I didn't know better, I would think Ruben was doing it on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're monitoring with the Phil season being back. Yeah. Dirty Rube is
you know who would have been great for this?
Sarge.
Sarge back
in
the day. Oh, yeah. OG, if I had time, I'd be searching for you gotta jerk off the ball.
Yeah.
That's the code, man. Third on the pause power rankings is our own Hugh Douglas.
Now, oh, really?
Yeah, listen, Hugh's a part of this, not only because of I do have some Hugh drops that are pause worthy, but also maybe the greatest football call of all time that had to be paused all over the place by John Madden.
King drops the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go? This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
It's unbelievable.
That was really John Madden.
Yeah, no, Madden. Yes, but Hugh was a part of it.
Yes.
Hugh obviously has his own moments like this.
You don't want to fool with the D now.
Whoa.
And who could forget? It's kind of like an old Charles Barkley clip here, but
we were banging for 3 days straight and did every other day after that.
How is he talking about?
Practice.
Oh.
Yes, I've heard him say that before, yes.
I didn't know Hugh was a pauseman this whole time.
Banging 3 days straight.
You know, that was about your football practices back in the day.
Yeah, that was about training camp, start of training camp.
Now, second on the pause power rankings is our good friend Jolly. Obviously, we know the main reason.
You're going to do this. I'm not going to be able to get through the segment.
Of course he had to bring it back.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
But I think Jolly has a problem with a lot of the coaches / figures in this town. Here is Jolly on Charlie Manuel.
What would you like to pump in Charlie Manuel?
Whoa.
And he's got something with the basketball team in the throat. Listen to this.
Do you think the Doc Rivers will come down his throat?
That's about 10 sentences.
Goodness gracious, man.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
My favorite part of that clip is you have to play the whole clip.
Yeah. Jolly's having a rough time late.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry for the.
You need to be on your list right now.
Yeah. Well, those clips, they are what they are.
They're evergreen.
Yep.
But number one on the pause power rankings is a guy who I didn't know was going to be on the pause power rankings, and that is John Ritchie.
Oh, really?
Who, obviously, we remember from last week had this.
He is harder.
Right.
When talking about me versus Joe to camera. But he also threw this out, and you know your new FanDuel reads? You got to talk about Dinger Tuesday or whatever. Yeah. Richie gave his own lingo for it.
Fans love the long ball. Bombs and dongs galore.
What? Is that in the thing?
No, it's not in the thing.
Bombs and dongs galore.
Bongs? Did he say bongs?
Dongs.
Bombs and dongs galore.
Bombs and dongs.
Bombs and dongs galore.
Yep. Bombs and dongs.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
When Richie gives you one, it's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
He totally bombs does. And dongs galore.
Oh, my God.
He totally doesn't know.
No, he has no idea. Oh, man. I was thinking about, like, speaking of the morning show, announcing some sort of, like, official war declaration on them. But then I think it's not really Richie.
And it's not, we're all just attacking Joe
it's
D.
It's not Rhea. It's not Seltzer. It's just the camera. Just the camera. Everybody else is actually on our side, I think, with the Jack Joe DeCamera. Well, Rhea's
not.
Rhea's on the camera.
Yeah,
side.
Very disappointing from Rhea. You know, I thought we were friends.
Yeah. Well,
she said I'm annoying.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I get it, but also look who she works with. I mean,
well, yeah, but you're probably the most annoying out of everybody here
at like the station.
Yeah,
wow. I would say I'm very low on that. Well, no, I think some of it makes sense.
Yeah, I think some of it makes sense.
But like, again, I thought me and Rhea were friends, and it turns out I guess we're not. So.
No, well, so is she on the list now? Did we put Rhea on the list?
Of what?
Well, that we're at war with.
Yeah, well, of course. Well, unless you guys are out on me.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out who all finds you annoying.
Who doesn't
I would
find
think
him
not
annoying?
That
Hugh
many.
Douglas definitely finds you annoying.
Me and Hugh were good.
But he still finds you annoying.
Yeah, Lakin definitely finds you annoying.
Yeah, well.
I find you annoying.
Spike finds you annoying.
Well, that's because I hold you accountable. I just push Rod to the edge and see if he went too far. You know what I mean? That's where
I've only seen Rod mad two times. One, when they screwed up the Saquon Barkley card. The spelling on the Saquon Barkley card.
He was flustered for a good hour.
And the other time, when you predicted the Eagles would go 16-1, and they put it on the social media graphic.
I had to have a sit down with him, Yadgaroff, all the bigger higher ups about the 16-1 prediction.
Yeah, and at the end of that, you were the closest.
The closest to it.
And I texted him after every win, saying we had to have a sit down meeting about my prediction, which he did not appreciate either.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Kenny in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Yeah, so what's up, guys, man?
What's up, Kenny?
Oh, man. First, let me say a woosah, yo. I was like, yo, my man was like, yo, you up? I'm looking at my clock, say an hour, but it's all good. Y'all show is popping. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But first, I'm going to get some few things off. All three of y'all two of y'all. Jack, you just long for the ride. You all good.
Wow.
But you let
a lot of people say that.
Cowboy fan get that much time when he was talking gibberish. Thank God I was coming from Curaleaf. I understood a little bit of him. Good God!
They don't know what you mean when you say you're coming from Curaleaf.
Yeah, I have no idea what you mean.
Oh, I know what Curaleaf is.
With me,
yeah, I know what Curaleaf.
Well, Spike does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, second. Yo, I needed an Addy to get through Herb's call. Good God! But all good, man. Herb, we know the science behind Herb.
Yep.
It's all good. But listen, let me say this, man. And I mean it from the heart. I don't call much, but when I do call, I got something to say. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Chill with Chuck, man, because a year ago, man, before you came, when Chuck got that shot.
Wait, are you talking to me or are you talking to Ike?
I said Spike.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
We both
misheard. Okay.
It's all good. It's all good. Parts out. But I'm just saying, like, yo, when he got that shot out, man, WIP, he wasn't even a caller. He was a guest. He was sponsored by people. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you want me to do?
He rubbed you the wrong way. Listen to me. Let me finish. I don't know where the rub got the wrong way, whatever, but I watched WIP use that man. I mean, damn. On some slavery type stuff.
Oh, whoa, come on. Slow down, Kenny. Stop it, yes. Kenny.
Yo, every time I came down, it was Chuck, 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 Chuck. He's a special guest on the morning show. Am I right, Ike?
Well, he has been, yeah.
So now that he ain't getting that shout out, I get it. Like I said, I don't know what y'all beef is, but yo, don't make him jump to a hula hoop of fire to get back in y'all grace.
He called him up today. He was on hold for 3 minutes today.
Yeah,
Kenny.
No, I got that. But everything he said was real. Yo, we champions. We might. Fall off, but right now we champions. I mean, until we play a game, who's the Super Bowl champions, Ike?
We are.
Boom! Give him his, like, he wasn't saying that out of pocket.
I didn't do anything wrong to Chuck today.
No, I ain't saying not today. He said today. At least you kept it real.
No. Right? Kenny, here's the thing. The only time that I get frustrated with Chuck, honestly, this is the only time, is when he calls and yells at me about what a loser Embiid is, and I don't fight with him, and he gets mad at me because I don't fight with him anymore.
Right.
I don't want to argue with him about whether Embiid's a loser or not. It's just like that part of it I don't feel like doing anymore.
Yo, I hate Chuck for that, too. Chuck switches more than, what's it called, whatever them letters is called, QT, F, whatever.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yeah, we're not going down that road.
Oh, I don't even. Okay, that's a no. Sweet.
My thing is this.
Wrap it up, Kenny.
Ike says you got to wrap it up.
Listen. Chuck, dude, yo, whatever. Chuck is all right, man. He stepped out of pocket when he said the dumb shit. But
look. You get that, man. Yeah,
twice.
Yeah.
We're trying to wrap it up. I knew it was going down the wrong road.
Yeah, that Kenny Kenny had some different ideas of what's
that
going on.
Is that our Kenny from the Northeast?
Oh, yeah.
That's that Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh, he sounded different.
Maybe I think he sounded like he had a better phone, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense now, though.
Big MB, do you want to hit the breaking news thing?
Breaking news.
Okay. Big Joel Embiid news, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Per Shams Charania, Philadelphia 76ers star Joel Embiid will undergo arthroscopic surgery on his left knee next week, a team official tells ESPN. Embiid was ruled out for the season in late February, and he and the 76ers met with doctors to determine the best treatment to alleviate his knee issues. Embiid will be reevaluated in 6 weeks after surgery and is expected to make a full recovery, sources said. It will mark Embiid's second surgery on the left knee in the last 14 months. This is nothing.
Oh, you think so?
Well, I mean, like...
He's just getting scoped?
He's just getting scoped.
Right.
If it was that...
So basically, this is a nothing sort of surgery.
Not repairing
anything. Is that a clean out? What is that?
Right.
A scope? Is it
right.
Clean out, right?
Yeah. I think they are... My guess is they were like, all right, well, all the stuff that is going to put you out for a year... He probably doesn't feel like doing. Mm-hmm. And they also probably don't think that has a very high chance of success. At the end of the day, they're probably, well, let's go in and clean it out, and maybe you'll have less pain and swelling next year.
Probably more of him, right? That wants it done.
Wants something done.
That's what it seems like. Yeah. It seems like he wants something done.
I don't think they could have done all this stuff. Because remember, he stopped playing 2 months ago?
Yeah.
I did 6 weeks ago?
Yep.
So you don't take... 2 months to go and say, we'll scope it.
We'll scope it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. To me, this is like a shrug emoji kind of thing. You know, maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be better. But I have a lot of trouble believing that the only thing he needed this entire time was to get scoped. That's my gut. 215-592-9494. Jameel in Frankfurt, you're on WIP. What's up, Jameel?
Yo. I ain't even gonna get mad at y'all. I've been on hold for like the last 2 hours and 37 years, and
I'm sorry, man. I apologize. It's Ike's fault.
Let him know, Jameel.
It's Ike's fault. I wanted to go to you an hour ago.
I know. Last year when I had them two heart attacks back to back during November, and I wasn't calling in because I was in my sick bed. I lost my place of credence and credibility with the show. But my God,
no, it's just we get a lot of calls and it's tough. And I apologize, Jameel.
All right, I accept your apology. Okay. I'm used to waiting an hour and a half, but not 2.5.
All right.
But
anyway. Are we still on this?
So look, here's where I am. The tush push thing.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. And the reason why is because there was a guy who played in the NBA that at one point, he was 7'2" tall, and when he played at UCLA, he dominated with one simple move, a slam dunk. And while he was dominating the league with a slam dunk, in college, they made a rule. He couldn't dunk anymore. He got to the NBA. That rule still applied. He came up with this thing called the skyhook, and up until late last year, he was the most scoringest player in the NBA. What I'm saying is, between the offensive coordinators, Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, and the fact that we have Saquon Barkley in the backfield, we will find a way to get those short yardage, and it will be something that they're not expecting.
Mm-hmm. So you're not that concerned with it, is what he's saying.
I ain't concerned at all.
Yeah.
Okay. The Eagles seem pretty concerned.
Huh?
My only contention, I understand your confidence, my only contention to you is that the Eagles seem concerned with it.
No, what the Eagles are concerned with is the fact that now how are you going to, as the league, dictate what plays we can and not can and can't come up with if they're not breaking any formation rules?
Right.
That's where the Eagles are concerned. Because if it starts here, then next, correct me if I'm wrong,
okay. But
isn't it like a 40% chance of a pass being completed to the slot receiver on a blitz play?
Yeah, come on, Ike. Yeah, break that down for me.
No, that does sound about right. No, you're right.
So now the slot receiver can't catch the ball on a blitz play because there's a 40% chance he's going to catch it?
No.
You're taking away. So what you're going to end up having is you're going to start trying to take away teams' ability to come up with wrinkles in their offense, and then we're back to run the ball, no forward passing. That's what the Eagles are fighting against. Not the fact that, it's one play. It's where does it go from here, and where does it stop?
Hmm. Well, I mean, you did have some coaches sort of hinted that, like, okay, if they're doing this, then where does it stop at if something is working? So I believe that's why some of the coaches aren't in favor of banning this, because they don't want something that they become
come
good
back on
at
them.
Doing, and
yeah.
it could come back on them.
And really, you know, like, they only play 11 teams. And do you know what I mean? Like, the odds of it hurting, it's not like the Eagles play everybody twice a year or something.
Right.
Most coaches don't have to deal with it.
Sure.
It's so at the end of the day, it really is just one play that one team does three times a game, something like that.
On short yardage or short touchdown plays, because it has a high percentage rate of scoring or getting net yardage. And here's the problem. Other teams who have tried it with quote-unquote athletic quarterbacks couldn't get it done because they're not built like Jalen Hurts. Period.
Well, I think maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, no, that's all of it.
Well, no, Jamil, hold on. Tom Brady had the highest success rate of any quarterback in quarterback sneaks. He wasn't built like Jalen Hurts.
Tom Brady had the highest rating in quarterback sneaks because Tom Brady is like Drew Bledsoe. He's a daggone statue. You don't expect him to do it.
No.
They go to the line.
Everybody knew
it.
He was doing it, Jamil, and he was good at it. And it had nothing to do with his...
Over a long period of time, everybody knew he was doing it, and you couldn't stop it.
No, because he got used
to doing it.
He was in the league for 20 years.
Right.
Yes, and everybody knew.
He was also the GOAT, and he was also Mr. Untouchable, so let's not even go there.
Hold on. Jalen Hurts is not the only strong athletic quarterback in the NFL. Like, he's not the only strong quarterback in the
NFL.
He's the only one
squatting 600 pounds.
Okay, he's the only one that needs a tight end to push him to get a quarterback sneak.
Listen, the tight end pushing him is not what gets him.
Yes, it is!
Listen, I'm not going to argue with you about the tight end pushing him. Spike.
I'm Spike.
Yeah. I'm not arguing that point.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, he's also run quarterback sneaks without being pushed and still got the yardage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, then why do they do it? You're right. They're going to be fine. I'm not trying to be dismissive. I just don't want it to go in a circle. My point to everyone who says they can just do it without the pushing is, like, they seem to care about the pushing. Is my only contention to that. So
about the play being banned for the sake of the fact that now it tries to dictate what every team can now do. If the team does something that's unstoppable,
I just hit it. I just hit it. Jamil, hang on one second. I hit my breaking point with Tush Push. I know I hit it weeks ago. You guys have been dealing with it for 2 years. I hit my breaking point with Tush Push. I don't even know what to say anymore, Jamil. I surrender. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. It took only 2 days of talking about this, and you're right. Do you have a leading man for us, Jamil?
I actually do. I had two, but okay. I narrowed it down to this one.
Okay.
He is the actual king of Marvel, so much so that when they lost King, they had to bring him back to play Dr. Doom, Robert Downey Jr.
There you go. He is a good leading man.
Yes.
And he's had like 9 lives, or at least 2. Yeah. Had leading man as one of the Brat Pack guys when he was young.
I knew of him, I wasn't into a lot of his stuff then.
Yeah.
I've been more of him since he's come back.
Yes, since he's been an even bigger star.
Bigger star now, yep.
Less than Zero was his big one when he was younger.
Less than Zero?
Less than Zero.
Who was he in that with?
That was a bunch of them. God, why can't I? Was Jennifer Connelly in Less Than Zero, I think? I don't know. I'll look it up. Mm-hmm. I can't. The Tush Push thing, I'm like a broken man on it now.
No.
It was Jamil's call.
Yeah.
It wasn't Jamil's fault.
No.
It was 2 days of... The pushing doesn't matter, and only Jalen can do it.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot, man.
Yeah.
The best to ever do it.
Yeah. Who?
Jalen.
Oh, yeah. So to you, the listener, I apologize. I don't know if we can do any more Tush Push shows.
Hopefully they're Tush Pushed out.
I was going to say, I'm not sure they'll be complaining about if we're not doing... Now, when the ruling does come down...
Then we can do one.
Another one.
But even today, you say that they'll be fine with us not talking about it. Like... Our initial topic today wasn't, like, Tush Push was part of it, but everybody just wanted to call and talk about the Tush Push.
Yes.
Tomorrow we got the Phillies game. We'll probably talk some Phils tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe they'll win. Hopefully.
Is Jalen elite?
We'll finally do that show. Is the dagger overrated? You're pushing us to this. So coming up next, we will get to the text line. And joining us during leading off, the newest official Well, she's already a member of the WIP family.
Philly's reporter now.
Yeah, but officially Philly's reporter, Scoops Caney.
Scoops!
Now, does she have to have a hyphenated last name now that she's an official team reporter for WIP? Like Elliot does?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh. No, yeah. No hyphen with yeah. Devin?
No,
Devin dash Caney.
All one word.
All one word. That's all coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.